there is nothing creepy, dark, or even particularly extraterrestrial about Pamelia Kirsten, a 26-year-old thereminist who has become famous in New York's alternative music scene. Miss Kirsten was first exposed to the theremin's expressive powers while watching a documentary film called Theremin, An Electronic Odyssey. It featured the late theremin virtuoso Clara Rockmore, heard here playing Camille Saint-Saëns' The Swan. Pamelia Kirsten was trained on the piano, the cello, the flute, and other traditional instruments. Yet she was intrigued by how the theremin was played in the film. She saw that Miss Rockmore never touched the box-like instrument while playing it. Rather, she controlled its sound by moving her hands and her fingers artfully through the air so as to alter the instrument's electrical field.
It looked so cool. It looked so crazy. And I thought, I have to try that instrument. And so finally, I got a hold of a theremin and been addicted ever since.
Miss Kirsten stands before her own handmade theremin, a meter-tall box made of beautifully polished mahogany wood.
It looks like a podium with an antenna coming out of the top of it and another antenna shaped like a loop coming out of the side. And as you get closer or further away from the antenna sticking out of the top of it, which is for me is my left hand, the pitch starts to get higher and it sounds like this. And with my right hand, the further away it gets from the loop-shaped antenna, the louder it gets, so.
I see you've got a bunch of knobs there, too.
Yeah, I'm able to change the waveform, like a square wave or sine wave. Like, I'll show you what it sounds like as I turn one of the knobs. And then there's brightness and filter, which sounds kind of like this. Sometimes I'll make it sound more like a voice or sound more like a violin. There are different nuances with how things are executed and where you put the vibrato, and you could be very expressive with it. That's what I try to do with a theremin, even though it's really hard. It's very natural and very unnatural at the same time. Normally on an instrument you have keys to push or a fingerboard at least to hold on to, and with this you might have a little bit of muscle memory, but even then your hands are in the air and you're not holding anything. You have nothing to grasp onto, and visually there's nothing for you to look at to know where the same point is that you were at just before, so you're blind with it.
The theremin has also fascinated non-musicians, such as David McCornack of the American Museum of Natural History in New York. He was so taken by its sound, he built his own theremin, which he attempted to play with decidedly mixed results.
I tried and tried, and it was sort of like a dancing bear act. It's not that bears dance particularly well, it's the fact that they can dance at all.
Mr. McCornack says he was deeply impressed by the colorful inventor of the instrument, Professor Leon Theremin. The Soviet leader Vladimir Lenin was impressed too and tried out the instrument himself. Even Stalin gave Theremin a top award for his invention, which was used to propagandize the peasantry of the young Soviet Union concerning the wonders of electrification. Mr. McCornack says that the theremin was only one of the professor's innovations.
He had also built a sort of a cello version of the theremin. He had built some responsive light projectors, and they were responsive to music as it was being played. These, you know, were being done in the late 20s and early 30s, and he also worked on electric eyes and on communication and sound filtering and metering devices for avionics. He worked on television transmission and projection. And those things are pretty phenomenal to think that one person had so many branchings out. His inventions, at least the ones that were known popularly, the ones that were shown out on stage, were more entertainment-oriented.
The theremin has inspired quite a few serious classical composers and musicians. Here is a 1945 recording from Fulhan's Concerto for Theremin and Orchestra, featuring Clara Rockmore with Leopold Stokowski conducting the New York Symphony Orchestra. And aging pop music lovers will recall the theremin sound in Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys, the best-selling hit of 1966.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
The Odyssey continues. Pamela Kirsten has released a CD that features theremin renditions of show tunes, jazz, and electronic music. Still, she has a passion for playing with harmonics, using the theremin with electronic sampler pedals. She often improvises for hours, late into the Brooklyn night.
What you do is you play a little phrase in there, and then the pedal, it'll just keep looping and looping, so then you can build layers with it and make chords, because you can only play one note at a time on the theremin, so it's like being a vocalist. Except you could be a smoker like me, and your voice can still sound good.
Good Vibrations. Pamela Kirsten is a master thereminist and experimental musician living in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm Adam Phillips, living in Manhattan, New York.